Good Monday morning to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. As a new administration takes authority and responsibility in Washington, D.C., thousands of people worldwide are being commissioned by this new government into their new assignments. Ultimately, their purpose is representation of President Biden and his administration, while accomplishing their jobs, which will in turn advance the agendas of this new leadership all around the world, right? This great privilege for these newly assigned government employees happens in every change of government everywhere in the world. So let's look together into the Bible, Ezra chapter 7, to learn some important lessons for living life, whether you are a newly assigned employee of the Biden administration or a normal person living the life God has made possible for you anywhere in the world. But first, I have a question for us. Are you living your life with purpose? If so, what is your purpose? If not, why not? 15 years after the great Purim event of Queen Esther, which we looked at over the past few days, King Artaxerxes, who followed King Xerxes as the most powerful man in the world, did what President Biden is doing in these days. King Artaxerxes selected and commissioned a man named Ezra for a very special mission. The year was 458 B.C., and Ezra, who could trace his family heritage all the way back to Aaron, the brother of Moses and the first high priest of Israel, this Ezra was a well-educated scholar, particularly in the Law of Moses, which of course is God's instructions for the people of Israel. The record says, "The king had granted Ezra everything he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was upon him." Wow! I'm sure many of those President Biden is hiring into key roles are well-educated people. But I wonder, how many have that special attribute, the hand of the Lord God upon them? Can you and I say this attribute describes us? Do we have a strong sense that God's hand is upon us? His hand of guidance, protection, provision, wisdom, anointing, blessing. That, my friends, is part of the role of the Holy Spirit of God active in the life of an authentic follower of Jesus Christ. You'll see that in John 14, 16, and Romans 8. Ezra had evidently been selected and commissioned by Emperor Artaxerxes for a specific complex mission which would send him from Babylon, where his family had lived for nearly 150 years. That's probably 5 or 6 generations since his ancestors were dragged away as captives from Jerusalem during the invasions of King Nebuchadnezzar. Ezra had evidently found an opportunity to study the Torah while in Babylon and achieved some notoriety as a teacher, a rabbi, and King Artaxerxes made a very wise strategic leadership decision. He was well aware of the rebuild of Jerusalem and the temple which King Cyrus had authorized in 538 B.C. when 50,000 exiled Jews were released from Babylon to return and rebuild the city of Jerusalem. King Artaxerxes also knew how important the spiritual orientation of the Jewish people was. Their culture, their dynamic as a people, was deeply rooted in their spirituality, their worship, their relationship with Almighty God. Artaxerxes sent Ezra from Babylon to Jerusalem on the mission of teaching the people God's truths, God's ways, and calling them to live in obedience to God's laws. The king knew that if they did so, Jerusalem could be a city with very little crime, solid families and marriages, honest business dealings, mutual respect among the people. And in many ways, Jerusalem could be a model city in the entire Persian Empire. Now think about that for a moment, my friends, as you consider how President Biden is naming his cabinet and commissioning thousands of people to important government posts all around the world. What criteria is he using for their selection? What values will they espouse as they fulfill their work? How will they represent the American people? What relationship do they have with God? What level of respect for God's word, God's ways, God's truth, and Jesus Christ himself? The trip from Babylon to Jerusalem took 4 months, according to Ezra chapter 7, verse 8, and this phrase again describes why the trip was safe, even though it traversed dangerous, rugged territory. For the gracious hand of God was on him. Note, please, the letter of commissioning which Emperor Artaxerxes had sent with Ezra. You'll find it in Ezra chapter 7, verse 11 to 26. It's nothing less than miraculous. It's amazing. Any Jew was free to go with Ezra. A vast amount of silver and gold was sent with them. Look at verse 17 and you'll see why. But also look at the trust Artaxerxes placed in Ezra to use that vast amount of wealth in the best way. Verse 18 says, "You may do whatever seems best with the rest of the silver and gold in accordance with the will of your God." I wonder what guiding principles these new hires of President Biden will use to make their leadership decisions. Finally, look at what else King Artaxerxes entrusted to Ezra in verse 25. "And you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which you possess, appoint magistrates and judges to administer justice to all the people of the Trans-Euphrates region, all who know the laws of your God. And you are to teach any who do not know these laws." Do you see the level of trust the king placed in Ezra, both in careful selection of those who would be judges and leaders, but also in teaching them to govern according to the unchanging, truthful, morally right laws of God? Can you imagine, my friends, if that was the standard today, wherever you are in the world? What a dramatically different world we would have. But instead, how much corruption, deceit, selfish greed do you see in all types of leadership where you live? Now, in closing today, please very carefully look at how Ezra concludes the 7th chapter. "Praise be to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, who has put into the king's heart to bring honor to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in this way, and who has extended his good favor to me before the king and his advisors and all the king's powerful officials. Because the hand of the Lord my God was on me, I took courage and gathered leaders from Israel to go up with me from Babylon to Jerusalem." So, my friends, pause right here this Monday. Are you being commissioned by God to represent him today, this week, where you live or work or spend your time this week? Is there any greater privilege? Is the gracious hand of God upon you? Do you see the evidence? Do other people recognize it? What has God commissioned you to do this week for his great glory and to help our world? What is God's purpose that he would like to accomplish through you and me in 2021? Here's another powerful statement my dear wife Dawn found, and I share it with you. God gave you a fingerprint that no one else has, so you can leave an imprint that no one else can. You might want to read that again. Do you understand your uniqueness as created by God and your unique purpose that God has entrusted to you? Do you know the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi? The video song that I have in your notes was filmed in his hometown in Italy. Oh my, what a difference we could make in our world if we lived the truth of this song.